The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I've been rejoined by Josh Crosby, News Talk's roving busiest reporter. And last week we spoke about gambling, and today we're going to speak about something that I thought was over and no longer a thing when Eamon Ryan went out of politics. It's the issue of reintroducing wolves into the country. I suppose the idea is that they'll cull deer and other animals. So what's happening here?
Well, look, Ivan, I suppose it's not so much a politician out calling for this to happen, but a number of academics, scientists have been carrying out studies on this. And then in turn, I suppose this has ignited the conversation again and brought out strong views on the debate. So look, I suppose just for some context here, look, wolves went extinct in Ireland in around 1700. But in the last, I suppose, maybe 10 years, you could say. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ivan, but I think it's around 10 years we're starting to hear this idea of reintroducing them spring up now and again. And as you said, the largest profile, I suppose, mooting this for Ireland was in 2019 when the leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, called for wolves to be reintroduced, saying it would be positive for the ecosystem.
Okay. Well, now, as a former sheep farmer and who had serious problems with dogs killing sheep on my farm, it went down like a lead balloon at the time. Eamon dropped it. Like, why has it been reintroduced now?
Well, I suppose, look, there are other parts of the world where they have been reintroduced, and one reason some could say why it's back in the headlines again is the popularity of the Yellowstone series. So in the mid-90s, wolves were introduced there to the Yellowstone National Park, and it's been a great success story there. But look, Ivan, our parks are on a slightly different scale to theirs. So when this was mooted by the Greens, it got obviously quite a hostile reaction from people like yourselves and as farmers. And when there are rumblings again, I said, who better to speak to than those who are working the land? So I headed off to a mart in Kilcullen in Kildare. I met with some farmers who were loading up their trailers, and you can probably guess what their reaction was. First up is Ger, who started off describing the impact a dog attack can have on sheep and how something like this could potentially do the same.
Chaos and dead sheep, and the ones that are not killed there maybe have more problems than the ones that are killed because they lose the lambs and a bought and all sorts of things. Huh?
So what about this idea now of reintroducing the wolf to Ireland? What would you think of that?
Could do without them anyway, I'd say, you know, but sure, I don't know, sure. It's a modern world we live in, isn't it? I don't know about that now. That's beyond me, I would think, you know.
Some people who are supported, they say, look, they control the deer population.
No, it's that and all the rest, yeah, I don't know. Sure, there's alpacas and all them things, they stop foxes and dogs too, I don't know. But it's an awful thing when it happens, you know. If people just kept the dogs in when they'd be, just that's it, like, the love of dogs and just love them and mind them and look after them to hell, like, you know.
Keep them on a leash.
Like, whatever you have, don't have them feel anything because he's sure to be shot dead anyway, you know.
Well, bad enough about the wolf.
What would you think about reintroducing the wolf to Ireland?
I wouldn't agree with it at all. I'd shoot him. Shoot the wolf.
If you saw a wolf on your farm now, you'd be out with a gun?
I would, surely. I would. Well, I think they're stupid. They want to start keeping sheep.
So he'd get fed up eating deer all the time, wouldn't he?
So what do you think of this idea now of reintroducing the wolf?
Madness.
And some people are saying, look, it could control the deer population or...
Ah, well, he'd get tired of eating deer, wouldn't he? I don't know.
But as a man who's farming the land, you wouldn't want to see another...
No. Shoot them all. Wouldn't they get hit in the roads and everything, sir? They'd attack children and everything. Mad idea.
I'm with the farmers. Why are we even talking about this today?
Well, I mentioned at the start there, Ivan, about the different surveys and studies looking into this. In January, 4 lynx cats were illegally released into the wild in Scotland. Now, look, I know I'm after jumping from wild dogs to wild cats, but they are both extinct in countries where some environment groups and conservationists want to see them brought back for the same purposes. Now, in Scotland, there have been campaigners pushing to try and legally reintroduce lynx to the Highlands, these wild cats. But last month, the Scottish First Minister ruled this out. But in Queen's University in Belfast, environmental social scientist Dr. Johnny Hansen has just published his latest research titled Living with Lynx, Sharing Landscapes with Big Cats, Wolves and Bears. Now, Dr. Hansen comes from a farming background himself, so he's spoken to stakeholders on all sides and explores the idea of whether we could or should have apex predators back on this island. I started off by asking Dr. Hansen, would the lynx be more suitable to Ireland than the wolf?
In many ways, it would. It's smaller, it's solitary, it poses no risk to people. It does pose some risk to the occasional sheep. People all over the world, including where I've worked and travelled, find it easier to live alongside wild cats and big cats even than wild dogs like wolves.
From what you found, and I know it's very hard to tell without it actually happening, but what would be the benefits?
The benefits of apex predators. There's a couple of different ones. The main argument that we often lead with is the ecological benefits, that though there are often quite small numbers of apex predators in ecosystems, they have this powerful and profound impact on the web of life that cascades down through other species, plant eaters, all the way down through to plant communities at the bottom. And that's mainly through reducing the number of deer, which have a tendency to eat and browse everything in sight, although they are unlikely to be a silver bullet. There's also a strong tourism case. People will pay to come and see these animals, or at least be in landscapes where they are. And then there's also a moral or ethical argument that landscapes are more exciting when we have animals like this in them.
So would you say that the benefits would outweigh the cons?
It's pretty mixed. I think there's a lot more work to be done to work on the cons, and also because the people who will reap the benefits are not necessarily the ones who are going to live with the cons. And what I mean by that is, when we see these projects happening across the world, it is often city dwellers voting or for it or donating towards it to make it happen. But it's often rural and farming communities who have to bear the costs of living with large carnivores. And while on one hand, these are beautiful animals that we see on the silver screen, in practice, that ability to eat deer can mean that they can also eat livestock. So to balance the costs and the benefits, we need much greater research and resourcing of these proposals going forward.
All right, let's go back. That was Dr. Johnny Hansen from Queen's University in Belfast. Now, Josh, the sheep farmers, like, it should be understood, sheep are completely defenceless animals. You know, like a bullock or, you know, a heifer or a cow will be able to sort of look after itself. Sheep are really defenceless. Did you speak to any sheep farmers?
I did, Ivan. And look, some of those we heard from at the start of the mart, they farm both sheep and cattle. But I visited the IFA's farm centre and I met with Selena McKenzie. Now, Selena's the chair of the County Wicklow IFA and farms 300 sheep. They've had 3 dog attacks on her animals in the space of 5 years. So when this idea of bringing wolves into Ireland is brought up, you can imagine the frustration and how concerned she is. Selena actually thought we were doing something for April Fools when I got in touch about this. But interestingly, we heard Dr. Hansen mention how this could potentially have a benefit to tourism. Selena says it would have the opposite effect.
It's nonsense. It's nonsense on many levels. I mean, that you see the damage that a domestic dog does to a flock. Imagine you're now a wolf and you hunt in a pack, and it's not just going to be sheep, it's going to be cattle, it's going to be the walkers on the Wicklow Mountains. It would be chaos. And it would affect tourism, it would affect livestock farming in general, you know.
Those who support the idea think that, look, it'd be a nature-based solution to controlling
humans.
deer numbers and ecological.
It's not going to happen. We live in too dense a population. We use the countryside for more than just farming and industry. We're not living in, you know, the Viking age or Celtic age. It's nonsense.
So if a pilot or a trial was to be mooted again, how do you think farmers like yourselves
react? I would say that the trial would have to first start on dog control, and then we'd talk about it, but it's highly unlikely from a agricultural and a farmer's point of view.
When you hear it, it probably frustrates you.
Well, that's why I thought it was an April Fool's joke, that it's been muted again as a serious question. You know, we're an island. We've got them out. Keep them out.
That's Selena McKenzie of the IFA. Have there been actually any scientific studies or surveys to see what the impact of wolves would be here?
Well, yeah, there are continuously studies being carried out, and a team from the Wildlife Biology Department at UCD used simulations to try and examine the impact and the outcome wolves would have in Killarney, Glenveagh, Wicklow Mountains and Wild Niffin National Parks around Ireland. Now, just to say again for listeners who might have only picked up half of what I said there, these are simulations. So they're basically like a video game, if you like. They provide the details, information of locations, livestock, territory boundaries, all that. And then you monitor the interactions and compile the data. Now, I'm sure many will say it's only a simulation. How accurate can it be? But it definitely helps give some understanding of possible outcomes. So they ran over 1,000 simulations of all different scenarios if there were wolves in the area, and it found that on all test runs there would be human-wildlife conflict, and given this, the reintroduction of wolves would likely fail. But there were different management, if there were different management strategies and different policies at ecological restoration, then it could be possible, the study found. I spoke with Dr. Killian Murray Murphy, who's a postdoctoral researcher at the Lab of Wildlife Behaviour and Ecology in UCD. He conducted this study and says this type of research is the first of many steps.
Probably the most important thing is that across all four national parks, you ran like lots of different scenarios, but across every single scenario, there was these human-wildlife conflict markers. And I think possibly the most important thing about this discussion is trying to sort out the psychology of people rather than the ecology of the wildlife. And I think at the moment, like in every reintroduction possibility or scenario across the world, the first thing you have to do is remove the reason why the species went extinct in the first place. And in Ireland, it was because of human-wildlife conflict. And I think our study is just one study that should be built on more, so we understand the ecology and the management side of reintroducing these species. But we also need to look at the psyche and the socio-ecology.
What effect did the study show you that wolves would have on existing animal population? And how could livestock be protected?
Across every single scenario, we saw that there would be the interactions with livestock and that there would be depredation events. In terms of managing this, what those would look like would be livestock protection dogs, things like flaggery, so flags, electric fencing. All these type of management practices are now becoming common again in Europe, where wolves are recolonizing again. This is a long-term conversation. And the fact that we're getting this little bit of scientific momentum, the possibility seems a little bit less ludicrous. And of course, we need the science to back that up. We need the infrastructure. We need the landscape to support these animals. We need to have that kind of cultural change. But I think we're only in the very, very beginning of this conversation.
All right, that was Dr. Killian Murphy of UCD concluding that report on wolves. A huge text response on that. Thank you, Josh Crosby, for that report.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.